So it's the Baru Eish B'chol Mashur Seichem B'yayim HaShabbos. From all of the Lamed Tes Tovos Malachos, this pasuk in Shmos only singles out Havara. What's that Havara? What's that Havara is more important than the others? And what about the Chayrish and Zareh and Kaitz and Dosh and Amed? The Lamed Tes Tovos Malachos. So the Tanoim had a Machloikis, Umar quotes, right in the middle of the Lamed Hanan Beis, a Machloikis between Rav Yaisi and Rav Yonasi. Rav Yaisi says, Havara L'lav Yonasi. The Torah singles out, like Sevara should tell you that there's no Koris and there's no Misah. Unlike all the other 38 Ovos Malachos, that you have Koris and you have Einish Misah, but the Edom and Mahasrua, Havara is only allowed, there's no Koris and there's no Misah. We do not accept the opinion of, we don't accept Rav Yosef Shita, we Paskin, there is Koris and there is Misah and Havara. So we Paskin like Rav Nosson, then Havara is l'chalak yotzis. What does it mean chilik malachas? What does it mean Havara l'chalak yotzis? So Rav Machlekes between Rav Yaisi and Rav Yonasi. Rav Yaisi says Havara l'lav yotzis. The Torah singles out like Sevara should tell you that there's no Koris and there's no Misah. Unlike all the other 38 Ovos Malachas, that you have Koris and you have Einish Misah, but the Edom and Mahasrua, Havara is only allowed, there's no Koris and there's no Misah. We do not accept the opinion of, we don't accept Rav Yaisi Shita, we Paskin. There is Koris, and there is Misa and Havara. So we pass like Rav Nosson, that Havara is L'chalak Yotzis. What does it mean Chiluk Malachas? What does it mean Havara L'chalak Yotzis? So Rashi in different Mesichtas, see this Bryce appears in Shabbos Dafayin, Yivamas Davrov, Lamed Gimel, the Kamal Samabeg, Krisis Davkov. So they point out Rashi in different places writes different Pshotim, two different Pshotim, and they're both Pshotim are correct. One place Rashi writes Havara L'chalak Yotzis, you shouldn't make a mistake and think that the only time you chayiv misa, the only time you chayiv koreis and you chayiv chatos is if you violate all Lamed Tes Tovos Malachos, everything all together. But if you only violate one, you only do havar, you only do bishul, you only do haitzur, maybe it's just a chatzi shir. The full shir of malacha means the whole, all Lamed Tes Tovos Malachos, everything all together. So kamash malon nepasik, havar l'chalak yotzos, if you do one malacha, you're already chayiv koreis. You already chayv misa. And who are the name? If you do any other malachi, you also chayv koris, you'll also be chayv misa. That's where Rashi writes in one place. That is true. That is correct. And in order to be chayv misa, in order to be chayv koris, it is not necessary to have violated all the Lamed Tes Tovos Malachos. If one violates any one of the Lamed Tes Tovos Malachos, also chayv misa, also chayv koris. In most places, Rashi doesn't write like that. In most places, Rashi writes the other direction. That if not for this pasuk havara l'chalak yotzis chiluk malachas, one would have thought, what's the din if a person eats chelav b'shogeg? So he has to give a chatos. How much chelav does he have to eat b'shogeg? A kazayis. What if he ate a whole meal b'shogeg? He didn't realize that it was chelav. He eats a whole meal. The meal consisted of 5 kazayis, 10 kazayis of chelav. Afterwards, he realized it's gival. He just ate chelav. So do we say that it's chayv 10 chatos, a chatos on each kazayis? So the Mishnah says increases. No. All these dinim appear in Mishnah's creases. The Mishnah says in creases, no. If he repeated the same Aveira many times, Behel and Echod, he's only chayv one chatos. Let's say he ate dam. He ate many kizayis, Mashirah for dam is kizayis, not revius. Let's say he ate many kizayisim of dam, b'shogeg. So he doesn't bring many chatos, he only brings one chatos. What if he ate a whole meal of chelav b'dam together? So chelav b'dam ha-shnei shemis. So he's chayv, he ate many kizayisim of chelav, many kizayisim of dam. He has to bring 2 chatos, 1 chatos for all of the kizayim of chelav that he ate the helam echad, 1 chatos for all of the kizayim of dam that he ate the helam echad. Now the shayla is for Shabbos. What if he was mechalal Shabbos? He violated. But he never heard of all the dinim of Shabbos. He doesn't know. He knows today is Shabbos. If it was shikigas Shabbos, he made a mistake. He didn't realize that today is Shabbos. And then the Mishnah said in Shabbos, one of that from Sukkot that is only chayv 1 chatos. There's only 1 shgogah. He only made a mistake on one thing. But he knows today is Shabbos. But just know it's today Shabbos says you don't go to the office, you go to shul, you daven musaf, you make kiddush, you have cholam, shal shudas, but he didn't realize he was oblivious of all of the Lamed Tes Tovos Malachos. He violated everything. He violated absolutely everything. Chayrish and Zareh, Kutz and Dosh and Amos. So one might have thought mistakenly that this is like eating 39 kizayim of chelav behelam echad, or drinking 39 kizayim of dam behelam echad. So he violated his Mechal Shabbos 39 times over. So one might have thought there's only chayv one chatos because it was all behelam echad. So tamash malon the pasuk havara lechalek yotzes. That's how we pass. Havara lechalek that yechayiv 39 chatos. Yechayiv for each and every malacha yechayiv a chatos. A According to Rabbi Yossi, who says that Havor Lelaviotas, how does he know this din of Chiluk Malachas? That Yechayev, Koris, and Misa for doing one Aveira, even if he didn't do all the 39 together? And how does he know the other part, Lachalak Yotas, that if he did many Malachas, Behelamecha, that Yechayev al Kol Malach Malachas? So the Gemara says, and Af Ayin, and Asef, and Havor learns that from another person. Stop, everybody agrees to that point, that there's Chiluk Malachas L'Shabbos, everybody agrees either this Pasuk or a different Pasuk. But the idea of Rabbi Yossi, that's in dispute. That Rabbi Yossi is the only time he holds Avor L'Lav Yotzos, and his opinion was not accepted. We don't pass on Avor L'Lav Yotzos, we pass on that Havor has Koresh and has Misa regular day. There's a famous Tosis in the beginning of Pesachim, I think it's on Daf Hema base, on the top Tosis in Daf Hema base. So Mark quotes a Braisa of Rabbi Akiva. The Kiva says, how do you know that Pshat on the Pasuk, Ach Bayom Arishin, Tashbisa Sarmin Batechem, Kikka Lechel Machmetzis, Menichwis, and this, etc. So how do you know that Ach Bayom Arishin means Erev Pesach? Maybe it means the first day Pesach. Ach Bayom Arishin, Tashbisa Sarmin Batechem. So the Kiva says that it can't be. Because Matzina La Havare, Shiyad Malachim, you know Havare is a Malachim, so how can you allow, and he holds in, Yechom Mitzal of Israel. And Havor is an Av Malacha. So how can you burn the Chometz on Yom Tov Pesach? You'll be in violation of Lasasa Kamalach. So the Gemara Omar Rava makes a comment on this brisa of Rabbi Akiva. Shmanu Nama de Rabbi Akiva Klas. In this statement of Rabbi Akiva, you can derive three things. First of all, he holds that Ein Beyah Chometz El Bisreifa. If it would have been Hashbisas B'chol Davor, so you can flush it down the toilet and destroy the Chometz without violation of any Malacha at all. So obviously, number one, he thinks that Ein Beyah Chometz El Bisreifa. Number two, why is there a malacha? If you hold that not only is it mutter to do a malacha l'tzarech el chanefsh, mutter l'tzarech yom k'tzas, you hold mitoch, like this hill, mitoch shu'utra, havor l'tzarech utra nami shalom l'tzarech el chanefsh, as long as it's l'tzarech yom k'tzas, so what's wrong, havor is an av malacha? But you would be permitted to do the havor for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of hach v'yom arishim teshbisa. So Shema Minor, Rebbe Kiva, doesn't hold from the bezhilo shita. We know that there's a machlege in bezhilo meisham, according to bezhilo. Not only are you permitted to make a fire and to burn logs, to cook food for Eichel Nefesh Mamash, even for Tzorcha Yom Tzas, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like that. So that's why he's concerned about the violation of the Malacha. Number three, you see from Rabbi Akiva that he thinks that Havare is not L'lav Yotzos. That's not really such a chiddush. I mean, the first two are chiddushim that we don't accept. The first is that Rabbi Akiva holds the name B'yach HaMitzal of Israel. And most of the Rishonim Paskin, not so, most of the Rishonim Paskin hash b'sasa b'chol davar. You can fulfill the mitzvah of your chometz by destroying it after mefarag zor l'roch amat avayam. And the second chiddush of Akiva Derech, it doesn't hold from b'silol shikal mitoich. We don't paskin like that, we do paskin like b'silol. The third chiddush of Akiva is normal. The Rabbi Akiva does not accept the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, havor l'lav yotzos. He rather holds that havor is a regular malach. So there tesis matatzech, a little tesis on the top of that ham and base. This is Matzah. Where do you see in the statement in the Braisa of Rabbi Akiva that he holds that Havara is not love? Maybe Havara is love. What did Rabbi Akiva say that led Robert to believe that he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi? He probably doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Nobody holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is a shiki yichito. That he holds Havara stands alone. That there are 38 malachas that Yechayv Koris and Yechayv Misa, and Havara stands alone. That it's only a love and there's no Koris and there's no Misa. Why should Rabbi Akiva hold like Rabbi Yossi? If you don't have any mocker one way or the other, some Islam, he does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. But where do you see from what he said over here in this Braisa? He just argues out the point and he says that Matzina ain't be a chametz el b'sreifa, and sreifa is a malacha on yontif. So how can you say achbe yom rishon tashbisa means that you burn the chametz on yontif? So obviously the word rishon means erev Pesach. It doesn't refer to the first day of Pesach. It means you should destroy the chametz on yontif. Where do you see that he holds that Havara is not L'lav Yotzos? So Tesis there has two pshatim. So one pshat, there's a whole literature on that Tesis pshat. Sorry, but the Min HaSchinuch have a whole discussion. So one opinion of Tesis is that if Rabbi Akiva would have agreed with Rabbi Yossi that Havara L'lav Yotzos, then on Yontif there wouldn't be any prohibition of Havara at all. There would only be 38 malachas, there wouldn't be any Havara. Because the only thing you carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov is l'sasa k'malacha. You're not allowed to do malachas. So what's the definition of a malacha? Whatever has koris and misa on Shabbos, does haista malacha. Whatever is not a malacha, doesn't carry over to Yom Tov. So the fact that Rabbi Akiva says that Havara is forbidden. Havara is also on Yom Tov because it's Tzarech HaNefesh, and this is not Tzarech HaNefesh, this is Tzarech HaYom Tzas, this is the Tzarech HaYom to fulfill the mitzvah of Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisa, but he doesn't hold from Tzarech HaYom Tzas, he holds like the Beis Shammai. He doesn't hold that there ever was such a Shittus Bisul. So the fact that Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a problem, that he thinks that in principle you're not allowed to do Havara on Yom Tov unless you have a Heter Tzarech HaNefesh, obviously indicates that he thinks that Havara has misa with Kores, because otherwise it wouldn't be labeled as a Melacha and it wouldn't carry over to Yom Tov at all. So in the Shulchan Aruch, I think the Ramah quotes Rishonim who say that Shvisas Behemto doesn't apply to Yom Tov, because Shvisas Behemto is not a Melacha. Shvisas Behemto with Mechamer, these things, whatever is Osir on Shabbos and has no Chiyav Koris and has no Chiyav Misa, so it's not a Melacha, it's another din, let's say Tchumen. Tchumen is a Machlokes Satanoi, whether it's Min HaTorah or Min HaRabbanan. So the Ramah passes the Shulchan Aruch that all Tchumen is only Min HaRabbanan. But the Mechaber passes like the Rif and the Rambam, that Tchumen Yud Beis Mil is possibly the Raisim. The Shalmi says in the end of the first Perek in Erevin that Tchumen Yud Beis Mil may possibly be an Issa the Raisim. Tchumen Alpai Mama, that we don't accept. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that 1 mil. Alpai Mama is 1 mil. So Rabbi Kiva holds that Tchumen Alpai Mama is the Raisim. That's a mission in the middle of Soita. You have one Perek in Soita that has a collection of miscellaneous dinim. So in the middle of that Mishnayis in Soita, I forgot the name of the Perek. Round off Chav Chesasa. So the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Kiva with that Rasha, Tinder, Raisa, the Tchumen Alpai Mamas the Raisa. So the Gemara says nobody holds like Rabbi Kiva. So that's the question. Nobody holds like Rabbi Kiva that there's an Issa Tchumen the Raisa Alpai Mamas. But what about Yud Beis Mil? So that the Bavli never raises such a possibility. The Rishalmi has that. The Rishalmi, at the end of the first Perek in Erevin, says maybe we only reject Rabbi Kiva regarding Alpai Mamas, 1 mil. Maybe Yud Beis Mil, that's the Shira Machni Yisrael, but it isn't Shira Yud Beis Mil, says Ayetzi Ishkun Komo, or Yoy Mashri. So Ayetzi Ishkun Komo maybe means the Shira Machni Yisrael, but was Yud Beis Mil or Yud Beis Mil. So maybe if somebody walks a distance longer than Yud Beis Mil, maybe that's the Shira Makomo, because that was the Shira of the Machni Yisrael in the Midland when they were traveling. So that's what the Rishalmi raises such a possibility. The Rif quotes at the end of the first Perek in Erevin, that it could be that Alpai Mam is only the Rabban, Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. The Ramam and the Mechabab follows the Rif and the Ram. And the Ramah follows the Bali Atesis. The Bali Atesis only work with the Bavli. There is no, they don't quote this to Yisham. The Bavli never made such a distinction between Alpai Mam and Yud Beis Mil. So the Ramah passes like the Bali Atesis, that all Tchumen is only the Rabban. It's called in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Gemara in the middle of Erev, in the beginning of Parakates of Ma'abrin, the Gemara had a suffix whether this Tchumen, I remember if it's the beginning of Ketz of Ma'abrin, beginning of a different pair, middle of Erev, the Gemara has a suffix that Tchumen l'mayla me'asor is for. So the Gemara remains with a Bayit Leiv Shita. So how do you pass on the Bayit Leiv Shita? So if it's an issue that's the Raisa, then you say something the Raisa l'chumer. If it's an issue that's only the Rabbanon, Bayit Leiv Shita, so you go l'kula, suffix the Rabbanon l'kula. So the Mechaber says, you're not allowed to go Tchumen l'mayla me'asor tfachim. You're not allowed to go if it's chutz liyud beis mil. Chutz l'apai mama, you may go. That's only tchumah derabbanan. Chutz liyud beis mil, you're not allowed to go. And the Ramah says that we, the Ashkenazim, are mekel on everything because the Ashkenazim don't follow that Yerushalmi. They hold that all tchumah is only derabbanan. There's a difference between the psak of the Sfaradim and the psak of the Ashkenazim. So on this issue of one should assume that tchumah is derais, according to the Mechaber, who follows the Rif and the Rambam, with the Yerushalmi, if tchumah is derais, then the Rambam lists it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says on Shabbos, there's one prohibition, there's one Issa not to do Malacha. There's one Issa, Lo Sivarech B'chol Mashvetzech M'shalo L'Hanish B'Shabbos. That's what we spoke about last week, because the Magen Avraham asks. I think we spoke about last week. Why does the Rambam count it as a separate law? It would have been a Havamina that the Nisa's Bezna is Lecha Shabbos, Mashman on the Pasuk, that is not Lecha Shabbos, so it falls back under the category of Malacha B'Shabbos. So what is it counted as a separate law? So the Avlinez and many Achrenim after him say, no, that the Rambam holds a separate issue, Shabbat Lahanish B'Shabbos, even to put a cherem, possibly even to force a person to pay knas, may also be a violation of Shabbat Lahanish B'Shabbos. A separate law, not because it's a chilul Shabbos. So the Rambam counts one law on Shabbos, a mitzvah to make kiddush, mitzvah sesi on Shabbos. Then he has a mitzvah slow sesi not to do malocha B'Shabbos. Another mitzvah slow sesi, Shabbat Lahanish B'Shabbos, this person. Then he has another mitzvah slow sesi not to go chutz l'tchum. And that's Yud Beis Mil. He says, our Pai Mama is only the Rabbanim, but Yud Beis Mil is their Raisa, based on the Rif, based on the Rishalmisham. So that's our Lav Der Raisa. So the Shaila is that one should assume that Chumen is their Raisa, either according to the Rif and the Rambam and the Mechaber, or according to Rabbi Akiva's opinion. That separate pasuk, Al Yaitish Mem Koma by Yom Ashvi, the pasuk by this speaks that right, no? By the Mon, Parshat Mishalach. So the question is, what about on Yom Tov? Would one assume those who hold that Chumen is their Raisa, Yisa Chumen is their Raisa, on Shabbos, would they say the same on Yom Tov as well, that it's also on Yisa their Raisa? So there are three different opinions. So the Shitas HaTais is Bekama Mekoymes, the Chagige and other Mesichtas, placed in a few places, holds the Ferish that Chumen is an Yisa, according to the Shitas who hold that there is an Yisa Chumen their Raisa, Chumen would be an Yisa their Raisa on Yom Tov as well. All the Dinim of Shabbos are carried over to Yom Tov. And many Rishonim disagree. They're the Turi Eben didn't quote all the Rishonim, he just on his own, on Turi Eben on Megillah. Turi Eben chapters the Tosfos, and Turi Eben on Chagiga also has like that on the Tosfos. So Tosfos in a few places writes like that. Whatever Tchumen is deraisa on Shabbos would be Tchumen and Issa deraisa on Yom Tov as well. Everything on Shabbos carries over to Yom Tov. So the Turi Eben chapters the Tosfos. How do they know? They carry over Tchumen to Yom Tov. Maybe the only thing you carry over is malachas. Who says you carry over zaitige prohibitions, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechamesh, which is behemto, that there's no chorus and there's no misa, it's not a nisa malacha. It's a different nisa, so it doesn't carry over to Yom Tov. So maybe Tchumen shouldn't carry over either. So the Rambam also holds like that Tchumen is deraisa on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, all of Tchumen is only the Rabban. But then within the Rambam, there's a further machlokes. What about Yom Kippur? You don't carry over the zaitige dinim from Shabbos to Yom Tov. What about Yom Kippur? Should I say Yom Kippur's mamish nizel b'din di Shabbos? Or whatever is prohibited on Shabbos carries over to Yom Kippur, even though it's not an Issa Malacha like Tchumen? Or should you say no? That Yom Kippur is also not. Yom Kippur, of course, is not the same as Shabbos. So you only carry over like Yom Kippur. You only carry over Malachas, and you don't carry over the Zayt of Yisur. So the Rambam's opinion is that Tchumen is an Issa Deraisa on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur it's Legamri Mederabonah, and Yom Kippur is also Legamri Mederabonah. So they have in the Sefer Maisa Nisim, Maisa Nisim is the correspondence after the Rambam passed away, so there was a dayan in Baghdad, Rabbi Daniel Abavli, who used to correspond with Rabbi Avram ben Arambam, about different things in the Rambam, mainly in the Sefer Mitzvahs, I think. I don't think there's too much, a little bit in the Aruch HaZak, mainly on Sefer Mitzvahs. So this was an issue, this is one of the several issues that he brought up. And the Sefer was paid for by a Sfardi, whose name was Mr. Nisim, so that's why it was printed in Paris in the 150 years ago, in the 1830s or something. So it says on a sharp lot that Mr. Nissen paid for it, so it's called Maisa Nissen. Remember Rav Soloveitchik, whenever he would refer to that, every time he'd make the same kind. Kemal Nishizem Dodin Ken Nissen in the floor, he doesn't know why they call it Maisa Nissen. It says on the first page, the man who paid for it is Mr. Nissen, so that's why it's called Maisa Nissen. No Nissen in the floor is there. He says it's only Lomdus, it's not Nissen in the floor, it's only Lomdus. So this is one of the tainus that Rav Daniel Abavli had, he chepped the Ram. He understands that the Rambam, he's masking with the Rambam against the Balei HaTosfos, that Chumen is only an Issa Deraisa on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, that he's masking with. But he says, even Yom Kippur, Eichetish, and whatever our Shabbos carries over to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Chumamish, the same as Shabbos. There's no Heterech on Nefesh on Yom Kippur. And there is an Issa Hoitzor. The Gemara had one opinion that Ein Erev Hoitzor the Yom Kippur, that on Yom Kippur you're allowed to carry. A lot of the Balabatim in America hold like that opinion. They're allowed to carry. They carry the Machzerim to Shul on Yom Kippur. That's not, the Gemara says we don't pasuk like that. Or the Ravashi Bedusahi. The Gemara says in the end of Yuma we don't pasuk like that. I says in the Mishnah Yuma that they carried, so the Gemara says there was an Erev in Yerushalayim. That's where they carry. It's not that you're allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. So that's where Rav Daniel Abavli Tainer, that it's Yom Kippur is mamish, the same thing as Shabbos. All the malachas are the same, and chorus is the same. There's no Mises Bezin, that's different. But there's chorus, and there's no Heterech HaNefesh, and Hoitzo is also. So he Tainer that the Tchumen should carry over from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. His maskimah does not carry over to Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Avram Ben Aramam defends his father's position. He says, no, his father gehalten that it doesn't carry over even to Yom Kippur. It's only possible, it's only by Shabbos. Ayetish Mekama Vayam Ashvi only state by Shabbos, doesn't say by Yom Kippur, doesn't say by Yom Tov, doesn't carry over. So there, this Tatya Machlokes, what about the Zaytige prohibitions that are clearly not Malacha, Chumen. Chumen is not a Malacha. Chumen is a different Issa. So let's say, for example, Chumen is Osir on Yom Tov, even the Tzarech HaChal Nefesh. I but malachas amuta v'tzarich ochel nefesh. But the fellow's starving, has no food, and the only way to get food is to go chutz l'tchan. So there's a marshah in the first parak in Beitzah that Achrenim all point out that you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum in order to get food. Why? Malachas ochel nefesh is muta. It says v'sazka malach achashach ochel nefesh ulevad yosel lechem. Ochel nefesh a heter in malachas. Whatever is a different iser. Let's say Shvisas, I don't know, Shvisas Behemden, maybe is a Malacha already, I'm not sure about that. But Tchumen is a different Issa. It's not an Issa Malacha, so there's no Heter Echal Nefesh in the area of Tchumen. So that's a big Machlokes HaRishonim. Do you carry over from Shabbos to Yontif only Malachas? So Tchumen would not carry over like the Ramam Shita, and Shvisas Behemden wouldn't carry over, Mechama wouldn't carry over, only Malachas. But he's saying, no, everything carries over. Everything carries over. So on the assumption that only malachas carry over, whatever is not a malacha doesn't carry over, even there Taisus came up with the chiddush nagabi chiddush. Taisus says that, see, Taisus shita b'roiv hamakayim says that tchumen is also on yontif. If your tchumen is in isa derais on Shabbos, it does carry over to yontif. And here, this Taisus in Pesachim Dafeim Beis says, not only does tchumen not carry over because it's not a malacha, even havara, which basically is one of the lamatas of his malachas, no. But if you hold Havara, the lav yotzes, that there's no kares and there's no misa, means that Havara is not from the malachas. And even Havara doesn't carry over. So that's what the Shagasari has a tshuva. He says he can't accept that opinion of Taisus. The Shagasari always chepes with Rishonim, you know. He says the Rambam is wrong, Rashi is wrong, Taisus is wrong. So he chepes with this, the day in Taisus. He says he can't accept that day. He says you have to accept the other day in Taisus. How can you say what Havara, the lav yotzes, means that it's not in the category of a malacha? No, it is, he says, he can understand by tchumen. If they would have said it by tchumen, they didn't say it by tchumen. So if they would have said it by tchumen, he holds like that. Tchumen doesn't carry over from Shabbos Yom. But Havara, just because Lalav Yotz doesn't mean that it's not a malach. Of course it's a malach. The Torah lowered that there's no punishment. You don't have the kares, you don't have the mitzvah, but it is a malach. Even by Kiddush is a machlokes, where the Kiddush on Yom Tov is the Raisa de Rabbanan. The Rambam seems to hold the Feirish that Kiddush, the Rambam in Perek Chof Tes, Milchus Shabbos, writes that Kiddush is a mitzvah ses min ateres zocher, mitzvah lahazik kiris kedushas haShabbos, achrehu al hayayin, to mention kedushas hayom haShabbos. And then he says in Perek Chof Tes, in the end of Milchus Shabbos, that kishayim, just like it's a mitzvah to say Kiddush on Shabbos, so it's a mitzvah to say Kiddush on Yontif min haTorah, because all Yomintai Maros are called Shabbos HaShem Heima. Because it says, you should count Sfiris HaMim, Mimachos haShabbos, Mim HaYahu HaMatufo. So what does it mean, Mochas HaShabbos? You don't start counting Sfir always on a Sunday. So it doesn't refer to Shabbos, what we call Shabbos, what the Gemara calls Shabbos Bereshis. It means Yontif. You start counting Sfir the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. So Mochas HaShabbos means the day after Yontif. So the Rambam says, all the Yom Tovim are all referred to as Shabbos HaShem. So therefore, any din that's written by Shabbos carries over to Yontif as well. So, and the Magen Mishnah disagrees over the Magen Mishnah with the Yeshom, and then many who think that Kiddush on Yontif is only the Rabbanan. So it's a bit of a problem here. The Rambam holds that Kiddush does carry over from Shabbos to Yontif. And yet the Rambam holds that Tchumen does not carry over from Shabbos to Yontif, doesn't carry over to Yom Kippur. So how did the Rambam figure this one out? That's a question. What does the Rambam hold? Do you carry over from Shabbos to Yontif or not? That's a problem. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch quotes this Shagasari, who had the Taina against Taisus, and he discusses the Kiddush with the Tchumen, with the Shvisas Behemta. That's a problem. How do you know what you should carry over? You carry over everything from Shabbos to Yontif, but it's just that there's no Einish Choris and there's no Einish Misa. But you say, no, you only carry over Mabach. So that's the Shaila within Rabbi Yossi. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi has Havara is only Lalav Yatzas. That Havara from all the Lamates of the Lochis is singled out, it's distinguished, that you don't have Kores and you don't have Nisa. That's the Shaila. What would Rabbi Yossi say regarding Yontif? Would he say Havara is Mutam and Atayra? Or would he say, no, of course it's us. It's a Sof Kol Sof, it's a Moloch, of course it's us. Just that on Shabbos he holds that there's no law. There's a discussion within Rabbi Yossi, it's also a famous discussion. There are a few Molochas that are related to each other, like Kosev and there's Moichet. You undo the ksiva, like you have a korea the teifer. Korea means it's all sewn up, you rip it, and then teifer, you sew it back together again. A few malachas like that. You have a mechabu mavir, you have a few malachas which are connected with each other. So that's the shaila over here. Rabbi Yossi holds that havara is lalav yotzes. So what would Rabbi Yossi say regarding kibui? Kibui is the opposite from Havara. Of Havara l'lam yotza, so there's a Tesis Yishonim in on the side of the Tesis in Beitza. So Daf Lamed Aleph, I think, there's a Tesis Yishonim on the side, the Tesis right there. According to Rabbi Yossi, that Havar l'lav yotzes, we don't pass like this, but if you would hold Havar l'lav yotzes, so why did not be kibui? Would also be l'lav yotzes. So the Rashash on the side of the, on the back of the Gemara points out that that's against the Nafi Gemara increases. Here it says on the side of the Gemara, increases dapcha, is one of the sources where this brisa appears. So the Gemara increases has a din that one is not permitted to poke in the coals on Shabbos. Because when you mechata b'gecholim, when you poke around in coals, you will cause some of the coals which are on flame to become extinguished. You'll throw other coals on top of them, so they'll become kove. They were red before; they're still going to be burning hot, but they're not going to be red anymore. They'll be black. And others that were on the bottom that were black will now become red. So if you take something that's black and you make it into red, burning red, that's havara. You take something that's black, even though you're not striking a match. Let's say I take a piece of paper and I take a log and I throw it into the fire. That's also Havar. The same Malach of Havar. It doesn't have to strike a match. If there's a fire burning and you throw a teabag and you throw something in and it catches flame, that's also Havar. So the one Brisa says that one who's Mechata B'Gecholim, since he accomplishes both, some of the coals will now be doing Havar on them and some of the other coals will be doing Kibui on them. So it's Chayv Shtayim. It's Chayv Tuchata. If he did it B'Shoigeg, it's chayv tuchatos. The other brisa says that if a person does mechata b'gecholim b'shoigeg b'shabbos, it's chayv achas. So the Gemara asks, why is chayv achas? What happened to the chayv shtayim? Should be mechaba omar. So the Gemara says, yeah, avadet mechaba omar. But that brisa followed the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the havara l'lav yotza. So on the havari, not chayv chatos. There's no chorus, there's no misa, there's no chiv. Chorus on that, no chatas. But on the kibu you'll be chatas. So it's a beferish gemara. The gemara said beferish, that even though Rabbi Yossi thinks havara is lelav yotzos, but kibu is chayiv chatos, means a kibu is chayiv nisa, regular malacha. So, in other words, there's no kalvachayimah. You can't ask, madach havara, you're not chayiv chatos, kalvachayimah kibu. The answer is, have nothing to do with each other. Havara and kibu have nothing to do with each other. They're really unrelated. Kibui, the definition of kibui is not that you extinguish a flame. Let's say if I take a piece of metal and I cause it to glow. The Rambam quotes at the Sefer. Hamachamim es hamateches, you heat metal until it glows. So the Rambam quotes at the Sefer that that's a chiyuv of havara. That's called havara. And what if you extinguish let's say you have an electric bulb. So you plug it in and it starts burning. So we assume like Rav Chaim Weiser that's havara deraisa. And what if you turn out the bulb? So that's not kibui at all. Minatari, that's not kibui. It's not that's kibui the ain't tzricha legufa. No. There's mamish no kibui. The only time there's kibui minatari is if you create a pechom, if you create charcoal. So if you plan to use the charcoal, that's only by gachela shal eitz. The Gemara Shabbos and Perikira distinguishes. Hamechaba gachela shal eitz is a question of kibui. So the question is a deraisa derabonon. So if you plan to use the pechom, the charcoal, let's say you want to write with the charcoal, you want to paint your face with the charcoal, or something like that, so then it'll be a melacha tzvich legufa. If you create a charcoal, you don't plan to use the charcoal, then it'll be a melacha kibui tzvich legufa. But if you mechaba gachela shel mateches, there is no charcoal. So the Gemara says there's nothing to discuss. Tzvich legufa ain't tzvich legufa. Mamish, there's no melacha at all on the level of the rice. It's mechaba mederabana. So you see that mechaba and maver are not, it's not the same malacha, but this is undoing that. It's not really undoing. It's not really undoing. It's a totally different type of malacha. So they really, the korav zelzah, they have no shaykhs with each other. You can't ask the time, madach, that's what the Rashash was a relative of Rabbi Menashe Ilya. He was a super genius. He lived in the tkufa of the Vilna Gaon. So he wrote a sefer Alta Menashe. So that on that daf and Beitza on daf Lamed Aleph, I think, with the Tesis Shoshanim, says on the side of the daf, the Tesis Shoshanim writes that if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that Havara is lelav yotzos, so who are the nami kibui? So I think he writes over there that his Sher Besori, his relative Rabbi Menashe Ilya, write like that also, assumes a double portion like that. That is a kavachayim. If you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that Havara is lelav yotzos, so it's a kavachayim that kibui. There's only l'lav yotzes, it wouldn't be an isekos. So he says, with all due respect to the Tesis, But the relative, he says, it's all against the Gemara. So nothing the Gemara increases, that is not so. Anyway, by us there's nothing to discuss. We pass from Halacha, not like Rabbi Yosi. His opinion was never accepted. We pass from Halacha that Havara is L'chalik Yotzis, not L'lav Yotzis. And this din of L'chalik Yotzis, Halacha that everybody's masking, that's not Kali B'machlegi, that everybody agrees. Rabbi Yosi learns this pasuk tells you Havara L'lav Yotzis, he learns the din of L'chalik from a different pasuk, and the Afayin in Masech HaShamas. The osa meyachas mehena achas meyachas heina mehena. So he learned that from that pasuk lechalik that there's chilik malachas l'shamis. So the Gemara in Beitza and the Gemara in Psachim has a bit of a discussion. Where it comes to the conclusion that this pasuk that chilik malachas l'shamis is only applicable to Shabbos, does not apply to Yantar. Ein chilik malachas l'yantar. What does it mean? Ein chilik malachas l'yantar. What do the words mean? Chilik malachas l'shamis. We know what it means. A person was the hell. He knows today Shabbos. But he knows on Shabbos, he goes to shul, he sings mirrors, he challenges, he challenges, he daven Muslim. He doesn't know all the lamentas malachas. Shigigas kol malachas. So he's chayv, lamentas malachas. L'chalik yotzis. You don't say he repeated the same aver many times. You say no, he's chayv 39 chatos, even though it's all the helamel. But on yontif, the Gemara says no. On yontif is ein chilik malachas liyontif. What does that mean? So the case in the Gemara means like this. On yontif, there are no chatos. There's no chorus on Yom Tov, so you can't speak about Chiyav Chatos. Chiyav Chatos is only, Dovah has done a chorus, it should be Gosel Chatos, an aver that if the person would have done it, the Mezid, it would have been Chayav Chorus. So if he violates that aver of Shegik, it's Chayav Chatos. But on Yom Tov, Malach is not Chayav Chorus, even the Mezid. So there's nothing to discuss with Shegik, whether it's Chayav Chatos or not. For sure there's no Chatos. So what's the question that the Gemara discusses, and finally comes to the conclusion that there's no Chiyav Malach in Yom Tov? What it means is the Mezid. What it means is the Mezid. The fellow tells that the Eidim, he's going to demonstrate all the Lama Test Malach. He's going to show how to do Chayrish and Zareh and Koitzim and Dosha. The Eidim say, you better not, we wouldn't recommend that. You better not do that. We warn you. Today is Yom Tov. He says, I don't care. They say, we're going to give you Malkus. He says, I don't care. They say, we're going to give you Malkus to every single Malach. He says, I don't care. Give me all the Malkus you want. So if they would give him a Hasra before he does the Chayrish, and then a Hasra Tekhidi before he does the Zareh, then a Hasra Tekhidi before he does the Koitzim, another Hasra every single time. You give him a Hasra Tefidi as he's about to do it, so then he would get many times Malkus. Even if he does Chorish, V'Chorish, 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 and they want it before he does the first Harisha, don't do Harisha, we're going to give you Malkus, I don't care. And he goes and he does the Harisha. Then he's going to do the second row, and they want him again, don't do Harisha, and he says, I don't care. And then the third row, every time they give him, like a Nazir, who's drink wine, so the Mishnah says in Malkus, and the Mishnah says in a Nazir. Right. Nazir is drinking wine. So, if they keep on warning him, al tishta, before he drinks every reviyas of wine, and he says, I don't care, I'm going to drink it anyway, so he gets many times malchus. If they tell him in advance, this bottle has 10 reviyas of wine, you better not drink it, or we're going to give you 10 times malchus, so and he drinks the whole bottle like this, so then we pass him, he only gets once malchus. But if they warn him each time, al tishta, then he gets many times malchus. So the same Mishnah says in Malchus, he's scratching Seretel Nefesh al Meis. He's scratching in his body because a relative died. So if he only, all he has to do is one srita, then he gets Malkus. And he says he plans in advance to do many sritas. So they want him, don't do the five sritas because it's going to give you five times Malkus. So the din is he only gets once Malkus because there was only one asra. But if they want him a kol srita or srita, every time he's about to do it, he's going to shave off his payas. So every time they want him, al tegalech, then the Mishnah says he gets many times Malkus. So here, the Gemara says like this, that halacha, that you only get once Malkus if there was only one Asroah, it's only because he's going to repeat the same Avera many times. They warn him, don't drink the bottle of wine, Mr. Nazir, because the bottle of wine has 10 reviyas in, and you'll get 10 times Malkus. He says, I don't care, give me all the Malkus you want, I'm prepared to get the Malkus. And he drinks the whole bottle of wine, the Nazir, the Hasroah, the Eidim. So the din is he only gets once Malkus. Unless they gave Asroah before each reveal of wine. But if they only gave one asura at the beginning, it repeats the same aver many times, only once malchus. But what if he's about to do various averes? They tell him, ooh, this whole meal that you had, this is chelev, and this is dam, and this is nevela, and this is wine, and you're a nazir, this is this, and this is this, and it's 10 different malchus, and this is orla, and this is chvezos, everything is treif for another reason. And they said, you better not eat this, because you're going to get 10 times malchus, 10 different things. And he says, I don't care. Give me all the Malkus he wants. So then the din is, that he gets 10 times Malkus, because he's not repeating the same Aver many times. Each Aver is a different Aver. And he gave him a Hasra for everything as he's about to do it. I wasn't exactly Terkei de Dibur. You have to have a Hasra Terkei de Dibur. So Taisus in the end, the Kiddushin works on that Kash. But the din is that it's okay. The din is that it's okay. If they want him now, don't eat it in the restaurant because it's trade for food, and then he goes and he eats a half an hour later till they finally deliver the food. He's sitting and waiting an hour till he gets the food, and then he eats it. So that's it. Then he doesn't get mal. You have to have asura tefillin either. But if he's about to eat, everything is on the tray. And they say this is wine and you're a nazir, and this is arba, and this is dam, and this is tigel, and this is nisa, and this is tame, and this is chelim, and this is tevel. And then he says, I don't care. And he starts eating everything. So that is called Terkei de Dibur, even though it's not exactly 100% Terkei de Dibur. There's in the end a Kiddushin point to that. So that's the Meduva that the Gemara talks about in Pesachim and in Beitza. Fellow's about to do various Malachas on Yontif, different Malachas on Yontif. And they warn him, hey, don't do all those Malachas. If you do that, you'll get Malach to do this. And if you do all five, you're going to get five times Malach. He says, I don't care. And he starts doing one after the other, and they didn't give him a hasra in between the first and the second act, in between the second and the third. They gave him one big hasra in the beginning. So that was a pilpul in the Gemara, and the Gemara said, the Gemara came to the conclusion, no, chilek malachas for Shabbos, ve'en chilek malachas liyantiv. And on Yontif, there's no din of chilek malachas to say that he's chayv many times malchus. If they didn't give him a hasra, ben pul the rishon l'shni, ben pul the shni l'shlishis, he will only get one smalt, because he won't get many times smalt. So that's a big discussion in Achrayim. What exactly is the distinction over here between why is it that on Shabbos there is a pasuk that the chiluk malachas, and why is on Yom Tov there's no chiluk malachas? Rabbi Kivega has, you know, the drush v'chidush, the chidush malashas, in the middle, they have long marachas of Rabbi Kivega. Those marachas, most of them were Hishabbos HaGadol Drashas and Hishabbos Shuvah Drashas. He gave long till pulut. Some are very few Balabatim will follow. The Lomdim find it hard to follow. How could the Balabatim follow? Gave long Arichasin and Halacha, long Tilpulim Stam. He gave Jewish also. So one of the long Tilpulim that he had, the Shabbos Shuvah Rosh, was on the topic of whether there's Chilik Malachas Liyam Kippur. If you assume that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif, that on Shabbos there is Chilik Malachas, Havor Lachalak Yontif. And on Yontif, there's no chiluk malachas. That's the Gemara's maskana. No machlokes. No chiluk malachas for the Shabbos. There ain't chiluk malachas for Yontif. That's the maskana. It's like Gemara in Pesach and Daf Mem Ches, and in Beitza and Daf Yud Beis. No chiluk malachas for Yontif. So the question is, where do you place Yom Kippur? Do you say Yom Kippur is basically dina ki Shabbos, or Yom Kippur is basically dina ki Yontif? So that's Rabbi Kivega has a whole pilpul about that. So one of the gedolei achrayim, the Baruch Tam, or Baruch Tam and Frankel, has also long marachas. So he says, he claims that the way I presented the issue was already wrong. I already presented it wrong. It's not that it's Shabbos versus Yontif and you have a pilpul whether Yom Kippur dina ki Shabbos or Yom Kippur dina ki Yontif. He says, wrong. Yom Kippur is not dina ki Shabbos, not dina ki Yontif. It's not a chilek between Shabbos and Yontif. It's a chilek between Chatos and Malkus. He says, on Yom Kippur, would there be chilek malachas? Depends. If he did all the malachas b'shoigeg, and you're discussing how many times he's chayv chatos, so that's a din of chilek malachas l'shabbos. Vis-a-vis chatos, you chayv many chatos. But if he did the malachas on Yom Kippur, amazing, and you're discussing how many times he gets malchus, so the answer is that, for malchus purposes, there's no din of chilek malachas. It's not that the Gemara made a fundamental distinction between Shabbos versus Yontif. The prohibition of Isa Malach and Shabbos Yontif are the same thing. But the difference is, what's Mechalek for Chatos is not Mechalek for Malkus. So that's what he says. What's the Halach Lamaisa? What's the bottom line? Whether Chilk Malach is Yom Kippur? So the Baruch Tam writes, it depends whether he did B'mezid or B'shoigig. If he did B'shoigig in the Meduber, is how many Chatos is Chayev? Chayev many Chatos, the same as Shabbos. But if he did the Malach on Yom Kippur B'mezid, and the Meduber is how many times Malkus he gets, so the din will be like Yontif. That's the thing. There's no chiluk malachas. He understood. Baruch Tam understood. See, this is his understanding, but it's really a machlokes harishonim. We learned Shabbos. We must have discussed it when we began. Rav Menachem Zemba has a little sefer on Melech Shabbos. That's called Tzoras Chaim. He starts. He talks about Hotzor, but then he talks about his essays cover all general topics in Melech Shabbos. So he raises a question. And then he shows that it's an explicit machlokes harishonim. He raises the question, what's the nature of the 39 Avos Malachos on Shabbos? Is it that there are 39 ways to violate the same Avera, 39 Oifanim to violate the Zav Avera, or should you assume that it's mamash like Chela V'dal? It's 39 different prohibitions, 39 different Isur. So he quotes Machloikis Beferish and Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that it's like Chela V'dal. That's the Moshul at the Dignan. He quotes the Tosfos Rid. The end of Masech Hashem said that it's like Chela V'dal. That's why there's Chiluk Malachos L'Shabbos. Yeah. If you say that that's the pshat, and chiluk from all Islamists like chiluk adam, shemus mechlofim, shemus mefrodim, if you say like that, so why is on yontif, why do you say there's no chiluk malach on yontif? You have to say the whole nature of the isa malach on yontif is different from the isa malach on Shabbos. Then on yontif, it's 39 I find to violate the same aver. And on Shabbos, it's 39 different isum. Then you have taka shayla, what's the nature of Yom Kippur? So then Rabbi Kivega has a maracha and many other achrenim, madan on this issue. But the Shabbos is basically dinikiy, where the Yom Kippur is basically dinikiy Shabbos, are basically dinikiy yontif legabi the malachas. But other Rishonim hold not so; they hold like the Baruch Tam, that it's not that the chiluk malachas l'Shabbos is because it's like chel v'dam. No, it's all sheim echad. Basically, it's not sheimis machlokas; it's really sheim echad. But in chiyuv chatos, there is a din. The machlokas atanoi. Even if one will not accept the din, this din, it'll still be a good moshul. It's still a good moshul. Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah increases that there's a din of tamchui in mechalke. It means like this. Let's say a person eats noisa, b'shoigig. So if he would have eaten noisa, the mezah would have mechayv karas. He eats noisa, b'shoigig, he's chayv kapas. So what if he had three kizesim of noisa? One was broiled, and one was fried, and one was cooked with soup. And each one tastes totally different. This tastes like broiled, and this is tastes like fried, and this is cooked. So that's called the tamchui. Tamchui means an oifen abishul. If you cook to each kezayis differently, so Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah increases tamchui in mechalken. Even though he violated the same avera three times to helam echad, he ate noiser. He ate, let's say, chelav. Three kezayis of chelav to helam echad, and should only be chayv one chatos. So Rabbi Yeshua says, but if tamchuyin were different. This was cooked, and this was fried, and this was broiled. So then it's then you chayv three chatos. So some Rishonim use that as a mashal. Rabbi Nachum Zemel quotes that in the Tzotzos Chaim. Some Rishonim use that as a mashal. Not that chiluk malachas l'Shabbos is mashal amad avadayim but techel avadam shemis machlokin. No, basically it's all shem echad. 39 ways to violate an isa malach on Shabbos. But the word is that each way is a different surah hamalachas. So that's considered a mechalek. To be mechayv yemeni chatoes with respect to Shabbos, but with respect to Yontif, things that are mechalek legabi Shabbos are not necessarily things that are mechalek legabi chatoes are not necessarily mechalek legabi malchus. The Gemara increases like that, and you get to other dinim as well. That's a fundamental machlokes rishonim and achrayim about the nature of this din. How do you understand this halacha of chiluk malachas in the Shabbos? Is it that the mamish emes machlokin? Oh, no, not Shemus Mechlokim, but it's like Tamchui Mechalkin. Each one is a different Surah Samalokim. And the Rav Kimini with Chab, first of all, how does one understand Ein Chilin Melochis L'Yontif? Doesn't mean that the nature of the Isra Meloch is different on Yontif from on Shabbos? On Shabbos, the 39 Shemus Mechlokim and on Yontif is all Shein Echot. So it's a fundamental difference. But he's saying, no, basically Shabbos on Yontif, it's all Shein Echot. But on Shabbos, it's like Tamchui Mechalkin. Each Meloch is a different Surah Samalokim. So that's enough to be mechalek for chiyuv chatois. But for Yontif purposes, it's not enough to be mechalek with respect to the malchus. And where does Yom Kippur fall in? Okay. This is the whole deal that the achrayim have.
Rebbe, if you recall, when you did Shabbos with us, you just carried a step further with regard to Hashraah. Whether or not you use the Hashraah, is it the Dolphu Malacha or Dolphu Malacha spice and Dolphu Malacha? Okay, you tied it into that.
Right, Rabbi Nachum Zemel has that. He has more nafkaminas, right. Tosis has two opinions. When you give a hasra on Shabbos, if you give a hasra because of the wrong av malacha, then the Gemara says that you're not chayiv. The Gemara says, Meshamim Meshimayim Masrinabe. If a person is clearing out the wine, he's pouring the wine through a sieve because there are particles in the wine that he doesn't want to drink. So the Gemara has a machlekes amaroim. What is it? Meshamer, is it told of something? So the Gemara has a discussion. Is it a told of Borer? Is it a told of Dosh? I forgot. I really forgot which the alternative is. So the Gemara said, if you give the wrong Asra, then you're not Chayiv, then you're not Chayiv Misa. So the Taisus has two Pshat, the first Daf in Bava Kam, Daf Beis Amin Aleph. Taisus has a suffix, how to read that Gemara. Does the Gemara mean to tell us that you need a Hasra Mefuretes in order to be Chayiv Misa on Shabbos, in order to be Chayiv Malkus on Yom? You have to have Hasra Mefuretes in the name of the Av? Oh no! If you give a Hasra, don't do Malacha, that would be enough. But if you give a ridiculous Hasra, he's carrying in the street in some... You're not allowed to do Ketzira on Shabbos. What has got to do? He's carrying. It's a Shemus Mechlokin. But if you all know, it's basically Shem Echol. Just that they're Mechalkin for Chatos, like Tamchui Mechalkin. So you don't have to mention this specific form of Chilul Shabbos that he's doing. There are a few more Nafkinins. I mean, Rachim Zem has a long essay, a few more Nafkinins. So that was the Gemara that we learned last week, that the Machlegs, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson, were the Havor, the Lav Yotz, Havor, the Chalav Yotz, the two Shabbos. Then the Gemara raised the question, just to go through the Gemara, about 10 lines from the bottom of Lamed Hei Beis. Abai says that the Gemara was working with this kind of a Kal V'Chaim. If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, so the Mela A is greater than C. That's called a Kal V'Chaim of Yesh B'Chal Mastayim Mona. This is greater than that, that's greater than that, so it's greater. So he says, we have a din that Omar Abaye,
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. Schaffen in die Dörfer, 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 die
youth, you know, one said, this is my tzir, this is Nitzel Rom, get the tzir, see, the axi, 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 the axi,
little we didn't hear from. If it's an Azizah, it's because the Yechub's in the Fufna, we didn't hear from. Oh, I'm going to go to the Yechub, you can sit in that land, and you can believe, the Zohki believe, and Willie, they run out, so this often, that's it. So often, this is the moment, this is the friend, this is the upset, with their family, this is the stuff, it's a good scenario, it makes it so upset that in the fourth year, fable of the night, you see, me, I guess, I'm going to go to the Yechub, see, me, I guess, I'm going to go to the Yechub, the little fourth one that they're for a wet hand. The daily album was that doesn't matter, dear fruit. The daily album had the air fruit. So, Charles, you need more stowers. No bar with stowers. I got all the time, Steve got yet, give the snack noise. I got all the time. Sit, got in it. This is seen as not good. It's good to see me. On to Gully then, very crafty then, yes, in the snack. This is here for the snack. There we go. Somebody seen it, but it's that very. Zip, that doesn't matter, that I would. in the Zalat. He did a lot of such this year. You know, you don't need having what he is. If not, I'll ride up the sky, but I'll see the care baby. Here, be not having any sin on it. Here, but I must be getting out. You'll be off in the Sukhs. If they would be fell out of it, then this is a certain. I don't see it, I'm not sure if I'm not sure if I'm not sure if I'm not sure if Ja, und ist in der Zeit, dass sie weiter für welche, sie haben so, sie weiter, sie weiter. Sie haben eine Mann, sie schaffen nicht hier, bei wegen Leute. Hier, bei wegen Leute, und ist hier. Was nachher noch in die Pepsi, die Welt, die schnitzen ja an der Leine. Hier, die noch, wenn sie nicht geschaffen sind. Hier, wenn sie den Schiff ist, das ist eine Mann, der ist auch der Licht surfen, das ist schaffen, das ist eine Mann. Ich will mich nicht, nicht verladen, dass sie hätten, aber man holt sie, die Schiffe, die Schiffe, die Katze, 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 Das ist noch zusammengekommen. Ja, aber kein ist ja auch. Hier ist ja auch nicht gut, weil ich nicht so. Ja, zusammen sehr schön, aber was ist das? Ja, aber ich das nicht schön, die Hand, das ist so, wenn du sagst. Ja, ich kann bei Ihnen nach der Wand, das ist das, wie du die Jüfe. Wie ist denn überhaupt in ihr, bringt das nicht, das ist. Wie ist denn überhaupt in ihr, bist du bekannt mit dem Kind, das ist gut. Das ist das, sie mir nicht, ja, das ist das. Ja, sie liebt dich, das ist der Gerd, die sie essen, selbst, sie sind nachher zu waschen. And all the little chuff is off the bamau, you did silk to eat him or that. Air of tear, me, I shall act out, but it says about it. It says about it, it's not him all you did in me. It's off the thing, it's very weird with the broken, you've been out of the night. Zeb, the same thing, you're not out of the night, I don't guess he was. Oh, it's off the night, you're not here, 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 you're I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this.
I'm not sure if you're a good person. I'm not going to be able to do it.
sinni hat in der warm smach was er da ist ich habe in der brach das gefühl war ich zum zimmer brach der herz das selbst sind das das ist auch mit dem zusammen selbst sind der herz der mir auch was zu bei was er da ist brach in der was er dann so genau stand was er dann sich du kannst sich nur brach ich habe in der brach das auch die morgen ist ist das dann die ihr sagt mit mama ihr nicht zu viel nicht zu viel ist du Hello, this is the so few, so you can all right. You can see me, this is the office. That's the same with the air, but it's not back. That's the same head, this is machine. Smashing head, I'll be sitting up. That. See, the other day, he sees, and the air, he sees, and the air, he sees, and the air, 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 I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do this.
Das ist ja auch ein bisschen...